Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Advisory Board is now in session on this 29th day of September, 2020. Staff introductions. John Delabos, Chair.
Robert Mikes.
And on the phone we have...
Judy Siegel.
Thank you, Judy. Would you like to do the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Well, we will start first with the public comment period. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public that are here this evening on this agenda. It's not for discussion, action, or voting. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak on the individual items as they are addressed on the schedule. If you wish to speak to the board about items within the jurisdiction of this agenda, you must wait until the comments period by the public. And at that time, you may stand and be recognized. You'll be limited to 3 minutes. Please state your name and your address clearly so we can attribute your comments to you. If any member of the board wishes to extend your time because you need more, we can certainly do that. I'd like to start with an approval of the minutes for September 8th.
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, we will now move to approval of this evening's agenda. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Informational items.
No informational items.
Okay. And we can get right to the meeting. Our first item is AR-20-400-100 DR-0564-15, the Westgate Las Vegas Resort, LLC. It's a design review, fourth application for review of an amended comprehensive sign plan for changes to an existing freestanding sign and changes to animated signage in conjunction with the Westgate Resort Hotel on 59.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the southeast corner of Paradise Road and Karen Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant or representative here?
Yes, Chris Kemper here on behalf of the Westgate Resort.
Thank you, sir.
This is our application, our annual review. We come back every year for a review. It's a review of the conditions that were previously imposed 4 or 5 years ago. Those conditions are that and they're all regarding the north-facing freestanding sign at the Westgate, that the nits or the brightness must be reduced to 4% of maximum, that there should be minimal use of white light in graphics and background, and that there shall be no flashing video. These are enforced from 30 minutes after sunset until 30 minutes before sunrise. We are not here in any way to ask that those conditions be changed, amended, modified, even though those three words mean the same thing, or affected in any way. What we are asking is that we think we have established through our working relationship with our friends in Turnberry that if there's an issue, we address the issue. Review periods are not designed to compel compliance. Review periods are designed to see if conditions work. These conditions work. And Don Raleigh and Tammy Christensen, especially those two at Westgate Resorts, are responsive to any issues that are ever raised. And in the last couple of years, there have been very few. But I think our neighbors would agree that when there is something that happens, somebody puts something on without remembering what is supposed to be done or not done, it's immediately corrected. We appreciate our relationship with the Turnberry folks. If, in fact, the review period gets eliminated and the conditions are not honored, code enforcement steps in, violations are issued, and the use permit that you have to allow you to do the kinds of things you're doing is jeopardized. The Westgate Resorts is never going to allow that to happen. What they want is just to continue to work with the Turnberry without every year having to come back and ask that, for the review period. So we're respectfully asking that the review period be eliminated, but that the conditions remain exactly as they are now.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the audience on this item? Yes, Mr. Buller.
I'm Paul Buller, President of Turnberry Place Community Association, and I want to express to you and the Westgate our thanks and appreciation for your willingness to work with us over the years, and we agree wholeheartedly that y'all and the Turnberry neighbors work with us, and we have no objection to this motion.
Mark Osley, thank you very much.
And speaking as a Turnberry resident, do we have any comments from the board besides me? Because I'm going to make one. As a Turnberry resident, I third that. You guys have been really good about doing it, and I fully support not having you do this every year now.
Thank you.
You've been very helpful. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
So, shall we take a vote? All those in favor of this being their final design review, fourth application, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And good evening.
Good evening.
And for what it's worth, I love this
case. Okay.
We have to pause the meeting because we won't have quorum for the next two items. I'll try to reach 10.
Okay, yeah, maybe by phone you could.
Yeah, I just need to hang up on duty for now.
Okay, well, do you want to use my phone?
Sure, if you want to make an announcement.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do it. Yeah, we're going to take a 5-minute break. Because when I recuse myself from this item, there's only Judith Siegel on the phone and Mr. Mikes, who's going to run the rest of the meeting. So we need to bring our other board member at least on the phone. We had no idea he wasn't going to be here. He did not call in absent. So, I mean, set my phone up and you can use it. That way Judith doesn't have to hang.
Oh, John?
Yes. Okay, let me explain to you what's transpired.
Sorry, I lost you.
That's okay. You're back. Hi there. We need a quorum, and with me recusing myself, we only have two members that can vote, Ms. Siegel and Mr. Mikes. Mr. Dayton is in California. He's not received the materials. He's not even in town to have gotten the materials. So we did not know he would not be here, so obviously otherwise we would have done something. So we're going to have to hold the item until next meeting, which is 2 weeks from today. That's all we can do. We have no choice on this. So all I can say is I'm very sorry, but nothing that I can do. It's beyond my control. So we'll move on to general, because that's both items 2 and 3, so we'll move on to general business, which is basically the end of the meeting. We have to nominate appoint a representative and alternate to the CDAC for 2020 and 2021. Do you want to put that off also?
Yeah.
Okay, we can put that off also because we don't have Ken. Because Ken was going to bring the name of someone.
Okay. The next meeting is the last meeting that we'll be able to hold off on that because we need to submit names to the BCC.
Okay, so we can hold off on it until the first meeting of October, that's okay?
Yeah, if not, okay. Winchester will not have representation.
Well, if it comes to that, I will do it. So you have a guaranteed person. But if he has someone, I wouldn't mind having them take it. But if they don't materialize or he doesn't bring anybody, I'll do it. And I don't need more notice because I've done it how many times already? I do it in my sleep. Okay. Comments by the general public. This portion of the meeting is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the agenda. Any comments may be limited to three minutes. Please stand, give your name and address, spell your last name for Victoria, and let us know what is it you'd like to share with us. Okay, seeing we have no comments, this meeting is adjourned. The next meeting is October 13th. Thank you, everyone. Good evening.